Home run by Marcus Lee Tsang, and two more in the fourth on the two-run shot by Luis Garcia. The pitch to Herbert Iser misses for ball one. For Lee Tsang, his first as a Blue Claw. For Garcia, his first with Jersey Shore this year. Here's a ball stroked in the right field. That'll fall for a base hit for Herbert Iser. And he's having a day. A walk, a double, and a single for the Dallas Baptist product. And he's aboard with one out here in the bottom of the fifth. And Dallas Baptist has sent several to this franchise. The most notable, of course, Derek Hall, who has been a fixture in the Blue Claws lineup. But I believe his sixth home run with the Phillies last night, a solo shot. The batter is Nicholas Torres, and Torres takes outside for ball 1-0. Torres has bounced into a force play and struck out. 0-1. Ruger to the plate. Fastball wide. And it's one ball and one strike on Torres, hitting at 172 on the season. Pitch to him is bounced foul at the plate, and it's 1-2. Torres was with Jersey Shore earlier this year, then spent some time at Clearwater. Now back here is 22 for 128. In 30-plus games with Jersey Shore. The stretch, the pitch. Swing, and a foul tip. And the count, I believe, is one ball and two strikes on Torres. Iser's single was the 10th base hit of this game for Jersey Shore. The stretch by Ruger, the right-hander to the plate. Just missed, and it's 2-2 on Torres. Nicholas is 5'10", 187, amateur free agent back in 2016 from Venezuela. Here's the pitch. Swing and a little bloop on the right side. The second baseman and first baseman converging. It's the first baseman Henson who takes it for out number two here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Brings up Marcus Lee Havaday Tsang. Yes, he is. Base hit, run scored in the first inning. Home run on the Berman right in the second. And a double over the head of DeMarco in left in the fourth. Marcus Lee Tsang, left-hand hitter. First pitch is low for a ball, and it's 1-0 on Marcus Lee Tsang. He's raised his average now. It's amazing what you can do when you've only played four games to 357.
No, he's only the seventh Blue Claw to score three runs in a game, which he's done already today.
Takes wide for a ball. It's 2-0.
And he did it in four innings.
He's got a lot to offer. He's got speed. Good defender.
Nice pop. We got nine
certainly
homers this year
that,
between the
yeah.
two spots.
2-0 pitches. Whacked deep to left field. DeMarco going back. Turns. Looks up. It is a fair ball and gone. On to the berm. In left near the foul pole. Marcus Lee Tsang with his second home run of the day. And the Blue Claws lead it 8-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Well, we were saying he had some pop.
he hit
a home run to right field earlier.
Right.
And he hits this one right down the left field line. State Fair by only a few feet. And he's got two homers, four runs scored. And the Blue Claws have a leadoff hitter.
They do. All he's done is single, homer, doubled, and homered. Here's Luis Garcia, who has homered. The pitch to him. Fastball, letter high for a strike, nothing and one. Switch hitter batting left. That ball really jumped Greg out of here to left field.
Yeah. Opposite field.
Yep.
For Marcus.
The pitch to Garcia. And it's low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Garcia is ranked as the Phillies' number six prospect. He has struggled at the plate for most of his career since his sensational first year in rookie ball, takes outside. Right now with Jersey Shore hitting at 173. This is his 30th game with Jersey Shore. He is 18 for 105 with the club this year. Swinging a rocket foul down the right field line. The home run now for Marcus Lee Sang. The 11th Blue Claw is hit here with two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning. This is a club that Jersey Shore last in the league in almost every offensive department, including home runs, batting average, pitch to the plate. Swinging a line shot over the first baseman Henson into right field, a base hit. That is the second hit of the day for Luis Garcia. As a matter of fact, the first three hitters in the order have all reached base every time up, with the exception of Stokes, who is coming to the plate right now. And he has reached on an error. He's made the only out of the only recorded out amongst the top three hitters in the
Garcia the second time.
So Garcia grounded out and Stokes grounded out. But otherwise, between Lee Sang, Garcia, and Stokes, they have reached base in every attempt except for those two which we mentioned. As the pitching coach of Hudson Valley takes a trip to the mound here, and Spencer Medick, who will confer with Charlie Ruger.
Medick was talking before the game for a while with J.P. Woodward, Blue Claw's left-handed reliever, and I believe they became acquainted and friendly at Driveline. That's where Medick came from and worked before joining the Yankees.
So two outs, Garcia at first, and here is Stokes, who has singled a drive and a run, grounded out, and was safe on a throwing error at third by Hardman. The pitch to him, misses for a ball, it's 1-0. Stokes in a second stint here with Jersey Shore. This on a rehab. He was here back in 2018 after being drafted out of South Carolina. And the pitch is bounced toward the middle. Shortstop ranges to his left. He's got it. Throws on a hop. Not in time. Sweeney got to it. Well behind the bag at second from the outfield grass. Did everything right. But Stokes beats it out for his second hit. Blue Claws now have 12 here with two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning. And have runners at first and second with two away for Ethan Wilson, the South Alabama product, the fifth-ranked prospect in the Phillies system per the MLB pipeline, has flown out, struck out, and flown out again.
That was 13.
13th hit,
yeah. Which is only one off the season high for the Blue Claws. They were in the fifth inning. They had a 14-hit game on two of them, most recently July 17th at Aberdeen.
So Wilson with runners at first and second, two down, and the pitch, swinging a bounding foul down the first baseline. Some people watching this game who have seen the Blue Claws before asking, where has this team been all year? Certainly offensively. But you know, when you get a good start on the mound and a good presence on the mound, as has been the case with Mick Abel, it lifts an entire ball club. And the 0-1, Wilson pops it way up in the air, foul off third, and it's going to reach the seats out of play. And then comes back onto the concourse. And the count on Ethan is nothing and two. Wilson coming off a three-hit game in his last contest. Hitting right now at 245. First and second, two outs. 8-0 Jersey Shore. You heard that correctly. Swing, fly ball, popped up foul off third, and that two is going to reach the seats. Hardman over to give it a look, but out of play. So Jersey Shore, which has been tormented by Hudson Valley, which won all six games in this series here before the All-Star break, and has pretty much had its way with this ball club.
11 in a row.
So Jersey Shore trying to snap a couple of streaks here in this one. The stretch. Runners at first and second, two outs. The pitch. Wilson swings and misses. Got him. Strike three. But in the inning, a couple of more runs for Jersey Shore. The big blow, the two-run homer by Marcus Lee Sang. Two runs, four hits, no errors, and a couple left. We go to the sixth. Greg is back with you. Jersey Shore 8, Hudson Valley nothing on MLB TV and BlueClaws.com.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claustas experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at BlueClaws.com/Kids Club. That's BlueClaws.com/Kids Club.
Mick Abel back out there for the top half of the sixth inning, and the Blue Claws have exploded in this ballgame offensively. 8 runs on 13 hits through the first 5 innings. Marcus Lee Sang is 4-for-4 with a double, 2 homers, and he scored 4 times. Mick Abel has struck out 8 first pitch of the sixth, fouled back by T.J. Rumfield into the screen in the count, nothing and one.
Greg, I think today, you know, from a Blue Claw standpoint, you hoped slash expected a strong start from Mick Abel, but you had no idea there was going to be such an offensive explosion.
Rumfield takes high and away. That evens the count of ball and a strike. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk. So Abel struck out 10 in his last start, which was last Friday in Wilmington, over 6 scoreless innings. He's thrown 6 innings in, breaking ball outside for a ball. 6 of his last 7 starts, and if he gets through this one, 7 out of 8, which is very impressive for the youngster, who's only 20 years old. He'll turn 21 in a couple of weeks, August 18th. Rumfield takes a breaking ball. That misses outside. TJ, who homered on Thursday, was drafted by the Phillies in the 12th round last year out of Virginia Tech and ended up getting traded to the Yankees in the Nick Nelson deal in November. And Abel's pitch swung on and missed high fastball, and that will run the count full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rumfield will be followed by Spencer Henson and Aldenese Sanchez. Abel struck out 8. Season high is 10. Here's the 3-2, fouled off third base side onto the roof, out of play. And the count remains full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Abel came into this inning at 79 pitches. And the 6 foot 5 inch 20-year-old peers in for the sign. Here's the 3-2, swinging a lifter foul down third out of play. That'll get onto the concourse and back of third. And the count remains full at 3-2. My guess is this will be his last inning. Blue Claws have that 8-0 lead. Abel peers in. He'll try it again for strikeout number 9. Swinging a high fly ball. Hit well in the left. Going back on it. Radcliffe gets turned around. Back at the wall. Reaches up at the fence. Crashes into the sign. And holds on to make the play. What a catch by Baron Radcliffe, who got turned around on that, Tony. But he made the play as he backed into the Investors Bank sign. And from the ground, he tossed it to Jared Carr, the center fielder, who threw it back in, one away.
And the Blue Claws defense in this game has really supported Abel. Just saw or heard that play.
Henson takes a slider off the plate outside.
Earlier, Casey Martin with a remarkable backhand diving stop and throw against Siegler back in the third inning.
Fastball swing and a miss. Big cut there by Spencer Henson. One ball, one strike.
And then Ethan Wilson tracked down Tyler Hudman's long drive to right center. The Jersey Shore right fielder making the play back in the opening inning.
LeClan is about to get somebody up in the pen. 1-1. Swinging a miss. Fastball 1-2. So this week, Tony, the Blue Claws baseball cards came in.
Okay.
And just yesterday, you know, they brought the card sets down for each individual player. They get their own card. 1-2 pitch outside. Flies back to the screen. 2-2. And Mick is a big baseball card collector.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad has been doing it for a while and kind of got him involved in everything. And, you know, Mick has gotten a few of his own cards. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball popped up in the air to shallow center. Carr drifts in a few steps. Sunglasses on. He makes the catch two away. And now we'll get some of his own Blue Claws baseball cards. But I had to get a chance to ask him about them yesterday because he was supposed to pitch before the game was rained out. But a couple of weeks ago, the last time he pitched here on July 8th, he was interviewed after the game by Alex Coffey of the Philadelphia Inquirer, and she was doing a big story on Mick Abel and Andrew Painter and Ben Brown. And after the game, she talked to Mick, and he didn't have his best stuff that day. Here's Aldenny Sanchez. Fastball grounded to third. Right there, high hop for Madison Stokes. He throws across in time, and that retires the side. And we'll keep it here. And she asked,
okay,
Mick, you know, what was his pre-start routine? What does he like to do? And he said, well, and this is on July 8th. He said, you know, well, today I went down to the card store and got a box and opened up a set. He goes, I won't be doing that on game days anymore. Because he had a tough game that night. But not so today. That'll be it for him. But 6 innings of scoreless ball, 3 hits. He strikes out 8, and he walks 3. And overall, Tony, another tremendous outing for Mick Abel. God bless America time here. Back after this, 8-0 Blue Claws.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
Back in Shoretown, alongside Tony Grandma, Greg Jamparisi, 8-0 Jersey Shore as we go to the bottom half of the 8th inning. A new pitcher for Hudson Valley is right-hander Kevin Milam, who comes on for Charlie Ruger. Ruger went 2 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 2 walks, and 1 strikeout. And I think, Tony, Mick Abel stays over 6 scoreless innings, and he'll set the way for Andrew Painter, the Phillies' first-round pick last year, to cap off this doubleheader. And Painter, of course, will pitch in game number two. And it's a really cool day here in Lakewood to have the two first-round picks pitching on the same day in the same doubleheader. And Rubio Armenta is going to be the new pitcher here for the Blue Claws. He is loosening now down in the pen. Jersey Shore up 8-0. Marcus Lee Sang is a triple away from the cycle. He's 4-for-4 with a single, a double, and two homers. He's got too many total bases. And the problem for Marcus is that he's up 6th in this inning, so it'll take a couple of base runners to get him to the plate, and this is only a 7-inning game, so Blue Claws might not get him up, and they might only get, well, hopefully they only get 6 turns at bat in this game. Because if they bat in the bottom of the 7th, well, disaster would have ensued. Here's Jared Karp, who is 1 out of 3 thus far today. But we're talking about those team card sets.
Okay.
And here's Jared Karp. If you want yours, they're available in the Claws Cove or online at blueclaws.com/shop. I know Mick has talked about it before. He's an avid card collector, and obviously got to be pretty cool for him and his family. Carr hits a high pop into left for Pat DeMarco, the left fielder from Poly Prep in Brooklyn. He makes the catch one away to open up his own, you know, his own card as he moves up every level through the system, and then ultimately, hopefully, with the Phillies in the not-too-distant future. But really cool. And, you know, he's such a great guy. He's so well-spoken. And Mick Abel, we're talking about. And, you know, you talked to him the other day for the Thursday pregame show.
Yeah, such a pleasant young man, really.
Here's Casey, who's 0 for 3, and Milam's pitch is in there for a call and strike on the count, nothing and one. Who did you ask him, what, if he could face any former major leaguer? And what did he say?
Chipper Jones would be the guy he'd like to face.
Bouncer foul, third base side by Casey Martin.
Not because necessarily he thinks he would strike him out on three pitches, but because it would be a great challenge and a player that he's always admired. I think his parents always admired Chipper Jones, and he would have gotten a kick out of facing him.
Fouled back. 8-0 Jersey Shore. 1-2 on Martin.
I asked that same question to Andrew Painter, and player he would have liked most to have faced was Albert Pujols.
Well, he still might.
Well, yeah.
Breaking ball outside.
Good.
2-2. Chuber's already in the Hall of Fame. Pujols is still going.
Yep.
2-2 on Martin. Kevin Milam pitched earlier this week, and that one fouled away. He was the 14th round selection of the Yankees in 2019 out of St. Mary's in Northern California. Gave up 2 runs in the game on Wednesday in 1 inning of work. Milam out of the stretch, and the pitch is hit in the air to shallow center. Coming on, Jason Dominguez. He's there to make the catch 2 away. He gave up the home run to Herbert Iser, who is on deck. Radcliffe has a couple of base hits today, too. An RBI single in the first inning, a clean single in the third. And then he was stranded at third and struck out in the fifth. So Abel will finish at 93 pitches, 6 scoreless innings, struck out 8, 3 hits, and 3 walks. And he's now at 84 innings on the season. Breaking ball in there for a strike to Radcliffe, nothing and one. You know, I've heard the number 100 bandied about, and he said, you know, when he talked to him yesterday, right, Tony? Mick said 100 innings more of a goal than a target. A wall. Fly ball in the left field on the run. DeMarco tore the line to make the catch, and that retires the side. So we'll see. But 84 innings and 84 mostly excellent innings for Mick Abel this year. Top 7 coming up. 8-0 Jersey Shore. Armenta for the last 3 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an update.
Rubio Larmenta takes over for Jersey Shore as we go to the top of the seventh inning. This is the last inning of this ball game. Seven inning game, game one of the doubleheader. The teams will play game two. Andrew Painter will start that one for Jersey Shore coming up about 30, 35 minutes following the last out of game one. Those of you on the MILB.com audio stream will play an interview we did earlier this week with Carlos de la Cruz, who, of course, is now in Reading. We did this before he went to Reading. But we'll play that one for you, and then at the end we'll have Tony talk to Keith Werman before the game, before game one, but we'll play that one for you, talk about what Andrew Painter and a few other things. So Mick Abel, six innings, no runs, three hits, three walks, struck out eight, in line for his seventh win of the season, and he's thrown six scoreless innings now in back-to-back outings since they skipped one turn of his around the All-Star break, so that little time off, just a week off, certainly helped him 2 weeks between starts, and Armenta misses inside. And the count is 1-0 on Pat DeMarco. Right-handed batter from Brooklyn, went to Poly Prep, and then went down, finished up in his high school career in Georgia, grounded this one foul outside of third. One ball, one strike, went to Vandy, and is been with the Yankees in their system for the last few years, 17th round pick in 2019. And Rubio Larmenta is a 22-year-old left-hander from Tijuana, Mexico, who had a very tough outing on Thursday. Here's a fly ball to left field. It will. Going back on it, Ratcliffe toward the track. It's over his head. That one took off on him and hits off the left field wall. DeMarco races into second, and he's there with a double. That ball really kind of accelerated as it started its descent and hit off the wall and left. So base hit for DeMarco, a two-bagger. Armenta pitched on Thursday and walked all three batters that he faced, and he did not take the loss in that game, but he let Hudson Valley back in it, and the Renegades rallied to win 11-7 on Thursday. But today, after the Friday rainout, Armenta set at the belt, and the pitch to Christian Perez, a changeup swing and a miss, nothing and one. It feels, Tony, like a couple of weeks of pent-up frustration here at home have been let out. Pitch low, blocked by Herbert Iser. And the Blue Claws have eight runs on 13 hits. And again, as we said before, that's only one hit off of their season high of 14. And they've done it in just six turns at bat. 2-1. Athanese 2-2. So the Blue Claws' last home win was June 16th. And since then, in those 15 home games, they have scored eight runs exactly one time. This one scored seven runs twice and lost. But mostly they've been kept at bay. But not in this one. Exploded early. Marcus Lee Sang leading the way. Fastball, swing at him as he got him. Strike three. First strikeout for a Rubio Larmenta, one away. I'm going to bring up the shortstop, Trey Sweeney. So Sweeney is 0 for 3 with three strikeouts. He's probably among the happier people in the building not to see Abel out there for the seventh because he struck out all three times. The first two at-bats, he struck out on a combined six pitches. And that pitch is outside. And the count, one ball and no strikes. Left-handed batter out of Eastern Illinois, first-round pick of the Yankees last year. Breaking ball high off the mitt of Iser. and it skips back to the screen. That'll be a wild pitch. I think he got crossed up on that. And that will move DeMarco down to third. And Iser will go out to talk to Armenta, which tells you pretty much that he did indeed get crossed up, kind of yanked his glove down at the last minute because he wasn't expecting the breaking ball. I think he was expecting a fastball. So a runner at third. Blue Claw's trying to preserve the shutout. That would sting a little, but a win's a win. And the pitch, a fastball on the outside corner at the knees. Blue Claws have thrown six shutouts this year. Three of them were last weekend in Wilmington, all in a row. Between the three games, 25 scoreless innings. They threw 27 straight. Fly ball down the left field line, slicing away from Ratcliffe, and it slices foul right into the first row of the picnic area. And the count on Sweeney is 2-2. Luklaus on the top step of the dugout, trying to wrap up a win in game one, and then they'll send Andrew Painter to the mound in game two. Armenta from the stretch, the pitch, breaking ball, fouled off, slash down third. And the count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, DeMarco doubled, he's at third. Armenta set at the stretch, got 42 strikeouts in 28 innings this year. Fastball on the outside corner, got him looking. Strike three. Second strikeout for Armenta, 10th by Blue Claws pitchers today. And that'll bring up Jason Dominguez, the center fielder.
I don't think you're going to see Trey Sweeney strike out four times in a game on too many instances in his career, but it happened in this game.
Dominguez will turn around and bat from the right side. Armenta from the stretch. Fastball hit in the air. Left center hit pretty well. Ratcliffe back. Carr coming over too, and that's long gone. It's up into the Chick-fil-A fan zone. And one hop off the scoreboard. A two-run homer for Jason Dominguez. And the Blue Claws lead is 8-2. Second home run for Dominguez since he joined Hudson Valley 2 weeks ago. He hit 9 at the beginning of the year with low A Tampa. And there goes the shutout. It's 8-2 Blue Claws here in the seventh.
Boy, that's big-time power from the Yankees' number three prospect. I mean, well onto the
Chick-fil-A. Honestly, I don't think he got all of it either.
What would have
happened?
That was
the sound.
What would have happened if he got all of it?
That's the second home run Hudson Valley's hit into the fan zone this week. But pitch misses high to Anthony Sigler. But no free Chick-fil-A, only if the Blue Claws get one out there. Change up, hit in the air to left field. This should do it. Ratcliffe into the gap. Aaron is there, waits for it, and makes a one-handed catch. The ball game's over. The Blue Claws snap their 15-game home losing streak emphatically here in game one of the doubleheader. Jersey Shore 8 and Hudson Valley 2. And the ninth for the Renegades, 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors, and nobody left on. Totals, 8 runs, 13 hits, no errors for the Blue Claws. 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for Hudson Valley. Mick Abel gets the win, 7-7, 6 scoreless innings. He strikes out 8, and the Blue Claws pick up their 11th win of the second half, 11-23, 36-64. Hudson Valley is 19-14, 53-46. Jose Panikwal did take the loss. He falls to 2-4. Home runs for Hudson Valley. Jason Dominguez, his second. For the Blue Claws, Marcus Lee Sang, his first and second. And Luis Garcia, his first of the year. My guess will be 7:45 or so for game two. But, Tony, anything to add here?
Certainly good to see the Blue Claws get a win. They've been, you know, hoping and hoping that they can notch one. They've had a couple of close calls here in this losing streak, but as you say, Greg, emphatically today, and I'm wondering now in the clubhouse if, and they're great buddies, of course, Mick Abel and Andrew Painter.
I mean, Painter's ready, getting ready for his start.
Right, but I'm wondering if you know, there's a little exchange between the two. Okay, Andrew, go out there and get him, or Andrew saying to Nick, all right, that was a great job by you. I'm going to go out and
they
and
talk
do
about
the same
how
thing.
They fed off of each other.
Sure.
We say goodbye for game one. Those of you on the audio feed will have Carlos De La Cruz coming up in just a minute. MILB TV, we'll see you for game two. Andrew Painter at about 7:45. Blue Claws win game one. Thanks for listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
NJR Home Services, your local heating and cooling experts with thousands of five-star reviews. When it comes to your comfort, trust your home to the local heating and cooling experts. Visit NJRHomeServices.com.
Welcome to Hook, Line, and Splitter, a Jersey Shore Blue Claws podcast. Hook, Line, and Splitter is presented by NJR Home Services. And now, here's your host, Greg Giamborisi.
Welcome back to Hook, Line, and Splitter, a Jersey Shore Blue Claws podcast, EP 43. And today we talk to DLC, Carlos De La Cruz, Blue Claws 6'8" outfielder, who's had a very good year with the Blue Claws so far this season, but he's had an especially good July. We talked to him on the morning of July 28th, and all he's done in the last 2 days in Wilmington, Delaware, is hit home runs in each of the first two games of that series. He had his first Blue Claws two-home run game on Saturday against Brooklyn, and has 6 of his 9 home runs so far this season in July. Carlos signed with the Phillies in August of 2017, and is our guest today on Hook, Line, and Splitter, a Jersey Shore Blue Claws podcast. Since 1986, Rich Green Lawns has been the leading lawn fertilization company of the Jersey Shore, providing lawn fertilization, bed weed control, tick and mosquito control, as well as tree and shrub programs. Mention this ad and save 50% off your first lawn application. Call or text us today at 732-370-5963. 732-370-5963. Blue Claws are in Wilmington for a few more days. They'll be back home on Tuesday, August the 2nd, to welcome in Hudson Valley, a Hudson Valley Renegade squad that is a little bit lighter now than they were the other day. Two of their starting pitchers got traded on Wednesday night in the deal that brought Andrew Benintendi from Kansas City to the Yankees, Beckway and T.J. Sikkema. Sikkema struck out 11 Blue Claws in a relief appearance the last time Hudson Valley was here on July 10th. So that'll be coming up next week. Blue Claws a few more games in Hudson Valley, in Wilmington, excuse me. They split the first two and will be back home on Tuesday, where they've lost 12 in a row at home. We'll talk about that a little bit more later on. But it was great to talk to Carlos De La Cruz. You know, he has spent a lot of time here with the Blue Claws in 2019. He was an everyday player. That was when the Blue Claws were a low-A team. Last year, he finished the season here after playing for Clearwater for much of the early part of the year, which was admittedly a bit of a struggle for him. We'll talk about that. But he played better with the Blue Claws at the end of last year. And then this year, he's having his best season, I think, for sure. And, you know, he even talked about, you know, he wanted to hit 250. And he talked about his approach at the plate and, you know, how he was always, everybody always wanted to get him to play basketball when he was growing up. Went to George Washington High School in New York. And he was a baseball guy. Got it from his dad and his family, and his dad briefly played professional ball as well. So he's a baseball guy. Phillies are happy to have him, and it was fun to talk to him. So let's get to it. Hook, Line, and Splitter with Blue Claws outfielder Carlos De La Cruz. Joined today by Blue Claws outfielder Carlos De La Cruz. We're taping this on Thursday morning, the 28th. Carlos hit homers in back-to-back games. You had two on Saturday. How's everything going? Feel good?
Not that bad. It's feeling good. Everything's been good. Appreciate you for having me. But can't lie, it's been a good week.
And, you know, you had another home runner the last game before the break, another one earlier in July. I mean, you know, you've been a pro now for a few years. Is this about the best month or the best stretch that you kind of feel at the plate? You feel kind of locked in?
I definitely think this is one of the best stretches I've had so far. Everything's just connecting. Can't really complain. Just keep going and looking for a better day each day.
What have you been working on with Ari and some of the other hitting instructors with the Phillies over the, you know, over the season?
Just been working on my approach and just my legs, just staying on my legs, and then just finding the right plan, the right approach for that pitcher. and just trust myself.
When you say staying on your legs, do you mean staying back on the ball and not committing too soon? What do you mean by that?
Not committing too soon. Using them so I can generate enough power, enough leverage. Help me see the ball better. Helps my swing out the most.
You came here in. Now that was low A, obviously at the time, but you came here to Lakewood for the first time back in 2019. You know, you had played a little the year before in the Gulf Coast League. That was kind of your first full season. You're only 19 years old. How much did you learn from, you know, that first year here with the Blue Claws? And, you know, how do you think you're a better player now?
The process has been a long ride, to be honest. It's been a long ride. A lot of journeys. Just learning new things every day. Learning how to each day is a different day, having a different approach for each day. It's just a lot of things come a long way.
What's the toughest part? Is it just the day-to-day grind of everything?
For sure. I think the day-to-day grind is the hardest part, staying there mentally focused each day, not letting something throw you off your game. It's probably one of the hardest things I've learned from 19.
And, you know, how do you go about not letting one day impact the next day? You know, obviously, when you're playing well, you want to build on what you did the day before, the day before that. But obviously, there are ebbs and flows to a long season. How do you make sure that if you have a tough day, that doesn't carry over? Because obviously, things can snowball pretty quickly.
That's true. It's just knowing the difference of it being a bad day and actually it being like bad at bats. It's just you can't let last night depend on the day. Hey, what you're gonna do for the next day? It's just working hard, focus. I mean, we're all gonna have bad days. It's gonna come. You just gotta accept it's a bad day and just keep pushing. Keep doing what you gotta do.
So you made your pro debut with the Phillies back in 2000. And actually, before we do that, let's. You had two homers Saturday. Have you ever had a two home run game before?
I have. The only time I've done that was in GCL.
So that was your first year in 2018. But you had signed in 2017 with the Phillies, but signed in August. How did everything come together after you finished high school and then you ended up signing with the Phillies a couple of months later?
It was a long stretch. Going through college commitment to doing that, then coming in, adjusting to the system, learning the Philly way, how everything is done. To be honest, but it took some time, but glad I got used to it quick.
How close were you to playing in college?
Probably like 2 weeks before I even signed. So before I signed, I was actually going to college, committed. Then like a week later, I got an offer, and then I ended up in the system.
Was that something that you were hoping to get an offer, and then you were going to take it when you got it? How much sleep did you lose when you were trying to decide?
Not much. It was just a week long of negotiations and process and seeing what was going to happen. But glad I got the offer because I was not going to reject that offer. I was trying to get in the system and trying to play pro ball.
So you've been an outfielder until this year, and you still play mostly in the outfield, but you played a little bit at first base. Had you ever picked up a first baseman before, or had you always been in the outfield?
Yeah, I have. I was an infielder years ago until I got too tall, so I had to move to the outfield. But going back to it, it was weird. It was a weird sensation because I hadn't been there yet, so it was trying to get back into the rhythm of being an infielder again and just learning everything that I had to learn in the process.
But I guess you're going to play, I don't know, well, Rickson went on the IL yesterday. Hopefully he's not out too long, but I guess you might be back playing a little more first base if he's not healthy.
Yeah, that'll probably happen soon.
So obviously the first thing that stands out when you look at you on the field or look on the roster sheet, 6'8". And, we talked about this before, but, one of the first questions that people, I'm sure, have asked you is, did you ever play basketball? But you were always a baseball guy.
I was always a baseball player. Basketball was, more of a hobby. In school, coaches did try to recruit me to play basketball. Didn't work out. Just stick to the baseball side, and thank God I have.
Where'd you get the love of baseball? From your family?
My family. Dad was a pro ball player, but family mostly.
When was the first time you picked up a glove?
Early age.
Four or five. So, how tall were you when you were a freshman in high school?
Freshman in high school, I was 6'4", 6'5".
So you still tacked on a few more inches throughout high school, yeah.
Yeah, throughout high school, I got taller. And then which I'm pretty happy about.
It's funny that when you hit a home run and you round the bases and you high five Keith and you got a foot on him. Or 13, maybe 14 inches.
I try not to stand so much next to him so he won't look too short.
you try to squat down a little bit when you high five him.
Gotta show him some love.
So you went to George Washington High School. They have a pretty lengthy history of alums. Manny Ramirez, among others, played there. People in music and politics. What was your baseball career like in high school? What do you remember most about it?
How much fun we had. High school baseball was so fun. This year reminds me more of my high school years because I'm having fun just playing out there, worrying about just playing baseball, nothing much. Pretty fun. Group of guys I had. Wouldn't change that experience for anything.
All right, so you mentioned and Rod Carew, by the way, played there too. So, did they talk about that a lot? Rod Carew is a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Have you ever met him?
Manny, no, I haven't.
Carew?
Not either.
No, okay. But do they talk about that in high school? Like, hey, you're sharing the same field? You're sharing the same...
They mentioned Carew a little bit, but not as much as Manny. Since we're, in the Hispanic, more of a side of town, that's the mostly name you're going to get, the big name you're going to get from that.
And you were a Red Sox fan, right, growing up?
Yes, sir.
In New York. How'd that happen?
It's surprising. There are a lot of Boston fans in New York, more than people actually know. So,
who were your favorite players growing up?
Oh, come on, Manny.
Manny, yeah.
Sure. Pobby's another one.
Did you watch his Hall of Fame? Did you get to catch any of his Hall of Fame?
I couldn't.
I mean, yeah, we had the game, but you got to watch it after the fact. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I have to.
So you mentioned that playing this year, a lot of fun, like high school. So I guess that kind of reflects there on Keith a little bit. What do you like about playing for him?
Oh,
playing
is one of the best things. He's pretty chill. He just lets you be you on the field. He's gonna mentor, give you a couple of advice, a couple of tips here and there, but Keith is the man. He just lets you be you and play ball. That's all he wants, play ball.
So, to back up for until last year, I know you started in Clearwater. You got up here by the end of the year. It seems like you've made a lot of strides. Even we talked about from 2019 when you were here, but what about from 2021? How are you a better player this year than you were last year? And certainly the numbers say that you're at a much different level right now.
This year is just trying to focus on what I can control. Go play ball. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. It's supposed to happen. You're playing baseball. Not putting so much pressure on myself. It was another thing. Just relax. Do your thing. Trust yourself. Your abilities are there. Don't do too much and just play ball. I mean, that's was one of the most, like, one of the main things I had on my mind, which is forget about everything, go out there and do your thing. Whatever happens, happen.
Did you find that you were pressing in years past and kind of more laid back mentally this year? Is that fair to say?
Yeah. I'm more like mentally wise, it's just like more laid back. Keeping my focus there. My focus can't go. Just the day to day grind. It's going to be there, but you still got to focus on that 7 o'clock. That's pretty much helped me a lot.
5 o'clock today, you got to play two. Yeah. So, you know, at 6'8", you have, compared to a guy like Ethan, who's probably 6'2", Ethan Wilson, and your strike zone is going to be a lot bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a lot more ground to cover in that just because you're taller. Is that a challenge? You know, is that notable for you? Is that something that's been difficult, at times, and you've kind of had to adjust to because you have to cover such a big zone?
It depends. It depends. Depending, like, who's back there, like, they adjust their zones to me. But pretty much, I don't let that affect me, to be honest. I'm just looking for a good pitch to hit, and if I get it, I get it. Try not to miss that pitch.
Anyway, you talked about Manny and David Ortiz before. Was there a guy that you kind of like to model your game after? Was it those two, or was it somebody else?
Honestly, I'd say nobody. I just try to create my own craft because I'm a big player. So I honestly, like, I can, like, Winfield, Carew, like, I can like similarize to them because I'm as tall as them, but not really. I just try to be myself, create my own things, see how that works.
What goals did you set for yourself coming into the season?
Try to hit above 250 was one of my goals, for sure. And then after that, whatever happened, I was mostly focused more on my average this year than more than homers and RBIs. Trying to get, like, a good average and then play ball. Depending on how that went, everything else was going to show up.
So when you go in the box, what's your general approach? You know, how much work have you done looking at the pitcher? Do you try to watch at bats from your teammates, you know, hitting, when they come up before you in the lineup? You know, what's kind of a general approach, and how has that evolved over the years?
Well, my approach is on my previous at-bats against that pitcher. How did he pitch me? What pitches did he like? What's his good pitch? And just looking for a good pitch. Looking for a good pitch in the zone to try to get a good cut on it.
And then drive it wherever you can.
Wherever I can.
What's the other night you hit two homers in back-to-back innings, which was kind of cool. We were talking about that a little bit on Sunday morning. What's that feeling like when you have the second one?
Oh,
it's one thing to get one, but it's getting two is pretty darn tough.
A pretty good feeling, to be honest. At first, I couldn't believe it. Then when the umpire called home run, it was like, okay, I got a second one. And it felt pretty good, to be honest.
So the two you hit on Saturday, the first one, as long as it stayed fair, which it did pretty safely, was no doubt about it. The second one, to dead center, you know, you have that padded wall, and then you have the chain link fence, and we weren't sure, but, you know, you've played here long enough. You know, obviously, the ground rules here pretty close. When you're probably give or take at first base or approaching first base when it gets out there, is your first call is to look out for that umpire?
When that happens, typically, yeah, I look for the umpire so I can make sure if it's a double, if not a homer.
When you're out there playing the field, is it easy to tell? Because, you know, the umpire's not as close as the outfielder is, but, you know, sometimes they can be a little tricky on those balls. But you can tell. Can you tell easy when you're playing the outfield and a ball gets hit like that? The borderline ones between the fence and the pad?
We are playing here for almost 3 years now. I have that pretty tight down for now. You can probably tell.
Did you think the one you hit got over? It was close.
I think it got over. It just hit the fence and then it hit the padding. So
yeah.
That's why it was a double.
Yeah, it was pretty close. But it's funny because, like, you're rounding third, or you're rounding second, going to third, and they threw the ball to Palmer, the third baseman, and you turn and point at the umpire. And what'd you say? You pointed at him. And said,
Palmer had the ball in the hand, and then I look at him like, just look at the umpire. And then he just started laughing. He was like, I know. And then I just kept going.
Yeah. You got him on that one.
Yeah.
So you were here in 19 when they had the much different scheduling system. And that summer you guys probably bust 13,000 or so miles. This year it'll be in the 2000s. And then the super long trip was Bowling Green, got on a plane for that one. I think you're going to take a bus down to Greensboro in a couple of weeks, and that'll be the only, more than 3-hour bus trip in 2 years that the Blue Claws will take. So how much does the new scheduling set up, the straight Monday off days, how much, because you went through the tough one. Obviously, the up here in the old Sally League, that was about as tough as it got for any team in all of minor league baseball. Yeah. How much difference does that make for you guys as players and helping you stay, as fresh as possible over the long summer?
I think it helps a lot, honestly, because when you are not used to, when you don't have to go through those 13 hours, 14, 12, like more than 8, and having to play that same night, I think it's great. And more of a flying too, out of state, pretty amazing. You can stay as fresh than a couple years back, because we were doing a lot of more traveling than baseball, I think.
So you do a 4-day, like 500 miles, play 3 or 4 games, come all the way back, no day off on either end, or some of those shows, 850 miles. Even if you get a day off, 850 miles is still 850 miles.
I appreciate the day off you got. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, that was the other thing. So now you get the every Monday off. That's nice too, right? And then you get usually day games on Sunday.
In the month of August, but in their third to last home game of July, they eclipsed the 8 million fan plateau. 18-year-old Kristen Palmer, recent grad.
Column with an 8-2 victory in game one alongside Tony Graham. I'm Greg Giamborisi. And Tony, before we watch 2021 Phillies first round pick Andrew Painter, a masterpiece from Blue Claw, from a Phillies 2020 first round pick Mick Abel.
Yeah, Greg, it was. And really, it was a complete effort by the Blue Claws. They did it at the plate. They did it in the field. And Abel took care of matters on the mound. When you think about it, it was not only the way he comported himself. He had 8 strikeouts in the ball game, and he allowed 3 hits over his 6 innings. But it's also when he got the strikeouts. He got back-to-back strikeouts with runners at second and third and one out in the fourth when the game was still very competitive. And then he got a big strikeout, a cleanup batter, Tyler Hardman, with 2 on to end the fifth inning. His 8th and final strikeout of the day. He did go 6. And the Blue Claws, as I said, played the complete game behind him. As we noted, Marcus Lee Sang went 4-for-4 with 2 home runs. Luis Garcia hit his first home run as a Blue Claw as well. Lee Sang had the 2 homers and also singled and doubled to comprise his 4-for-4 night. Blue Claws made some sparkling plays in the field, also behind Mick Abel. Before the first game today, we spoke with Blue Claws manager Keith Werman about his plans for the second game and also some other topics. And here is that interview. With Jersey Shore manager Keith Werman, we're taping this before game one, but we'll move right on to game two here. Andrew Painter set to start in game two this evening. And what are your plans for him as far as pitching length and pitch counts, etc.?
Yeah, we'll obviously keep an eye out on the workload inning to inning, and would love to see him get through, at least 6, and potentially see him in the 7th. That would be awesome. Obviously, more predicated on pitch count and overall workload for the game. So We'd love to try to stretch him out and see what we can get out of him, but obviously you want to make sure he's healthy and he comes out of it with a quality outing.
This is at least a second start against Hudson Valley. And does anything change between starts when you face the same team over and over again?
Yeah, I think, you know, the more time you spend playing an opponent, the more opportunities there are for, sample size is kind of the word I was looking for. But, absolutely, that's part of the game is to make adjustments. And obviously on their side of things, they make adjustments and if necessary. And that's the fun, the game within the game. And, absolutely adjustments will be made and we'll see what happens.
Ethan Wilson goes into the doubleheader on a bit of a tear here. Right now he's at 247, six homers, 38 runs batted in. Philly's top 10 prospects. What are you looking forward to from him for the final weeks of the season?
Yeah, I think I touched on it the other day for a guy like himself, but first full season for him. And obviously there's a lot of challenges mentally and physically to get through that. And I definitely want to challenge him to push himself on both sides, mentally and physically, to be ready to play every single day and still try to get the best out of what he's got for that given day. And obviously recognize, variables within that on the back end of the year and those kind of things. But definitely want him to finish strong and continue to put together a good quality of bats and make some nice plays defensively.
Hopefully so. Some roster shuffling this weekend for Jersey Shore. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we got a couple position players, Simmons and Nava, coming up from the Clearwater, and Nick Torres as well, I think, popped up a couple days before them. But excited to have those guys.
Simmons, an infielder.
We'll probably see him some second base, some third base, kind of play a little bit all over.
Will he play second game?
Yes, Simmons? Intending on him playing the second game. And I'm excited to have him out here and see what he can do. Obviously, he's playing pretty well down in Clearwater and getting him a pretty good opportunity here to make the move here and push him here to finish out the season.
And Nava, behind the plate, did pretty well in his earlier stint here.
He did a really nice job for us. Obviously, limited time with action. Obviously, he had Matera and Ellison in there. But, this is a good opportunity for him to it was a good opportunity for him to go down and play a little bit more. And obviously, his results, he was doing just fine for himself here at that time. So I'm anxious to see him back here with us and see what he can do.
A little bit about Sunday's starter for Jersey Shore.
Yeah, Spencer Moss. Just a rehab outing for him. I don't anticipate him being here with us long, but very anxious to see what he can do for us and give us a good quality outing, even though he's under a rehab assignment.
He's a left-hander, and he's bounced around a little bit. He certainly has persevered in his professional career.
Absolutely, it's been a while for him to get some action. You know, he came in ready to go, and obviously he has to wait these couple days here. But excited for him to get out there tomorrow.
All right, Keith, thanks for your time as always.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Blue Claws manager Keith Werman with Tony. They take that before game one, obviously. Andrew Painter will pitch game two here for Jersey Shore. So let's do the pitching preview now, and that is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus at RWJ Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy. Painter's a 19-year-old from Pompano Beach, Florida. Went to Cavalry Christian High School. Phillies took him 13th overall in 2021. All he's done this year between here and Clearwater is strike out 98 batters in 61 and two-thirds innings pitch with Jersey Shore. He's allowed four earned runs in 22 and two-thirds innings. 1.59 ERA, five walks, 29 strikeouts. And he threw six scoreless innings last time out against Wilmington last Saturday down at Frawley Stadium. It was his third six-inning outing of the season. The first two both came with Clearwater earlier in the year. I don't know that I would say it was his most dominant start. Remember, he struck out 14 Tampa Yankees back on April 23rd, but it was a very good outing, and he will be on the hill tonight, Tony, for Jersey Shore and the back end of what is a pretty cool doubleheader for the Blue Claws to have Mick Abel pitch game one, and he threw six scoreless innings, and now have Andrew Painter pitch game two.
Yeah, this could be sort of a collector's item type of doubleheader. You don't see this too often at any level, really.
Yeah.
Where you have the two top prospects, but the two number one picks, and you know the whole ball of accomplishment and potential all rolled into one Saturday afternoon / evening at Shoretown. Again, Abel and Painter, same doubleheader. And
I know we joked about this.
Yeah, go ahead.
That it'd be cool to see at some point, but obviously that meant a rain out or whatever, probably on a Friday because that's when Mick Abel had usually pitched, and we got it for better or worse. We poured yesterday. we get the doubleheader with the two first round picks here today. So we talked about Painter. We'll get back to him in a little while. And Matt Sauer on the mound for Hudson Valley. He is a second round pick from Rigetti High School, Santa Maria, California, 2017. 5-2, a 3.94 ERA this year. 82 in a third inning, 71 hits. He's walked 33. And he struck out 95. We should note that when Painter struck out 14 Tampa Yankees in a game in Clearwater back on April 23rd, Tampa's leadoff hitter and center fielder was Jason Dominguez, who's in the lineup tonight. He went 0-for-4 in the game with four strikeouts. Painter faced him twice and struck him out. Twice and struck him out both times. And he will face Dominguez today, who will play center field and bat second for the Renegades. Blue Claws with the win in game 1, 11-23, 36-64. And Hudson Valley is 19-14, 53-46 on the year. Now we can stop talking about it. The Blue Claws 15-game home losing streak
finally
snapped with that win in game 1. The lineup that will face Painter: Trey Sweeney's at short, Jason Dominguez is in center, and T.J. Rumfield is at first. Grant Richardson will play right field and bat fourth. Then Eric Wagaman, the DH. James Nelson's at third. He'll bat sixth. Then Carlos Narvaez, the catcher. Aaron Polensky is in left field. He'll bat eighth. And batting ninth at second base is Eduardo Torrealba. Blue Claws in their baby blue jerseys today with the royal blue sleeve. Arturo De Freitas will do the catching today for Jersey Shore. As Andrew Painter runs out to the mound, he high-fives Buster, hops over the first base line, takes the hill, and we'll have the national anthem from here in Shoretown. Blue Claws 8-2, winners of Game 1. Andrew Painter and Matt Sauer, the pitching matchup for Game 2 as Jersey Shore tries to sweep a pair from Hudson Valley here tonight in Lakewood. Back after this on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
It's Saturday night in Shoretown. Welcome inside the broadcast booth. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Giamborisi. Game 2 of a doubleheader between the Blue Claws and the Hudson Valley Renegades. Blue Claws, of course, Phillies affiliates. Hudson Valley in their second season as the High A affiliate of
the New York Yankees. Blue Claws are 11-23, 36-64. Hudson Valley 19-14, 53-46. Blue Claws winners in game one of the doubleheader behind Nick Abel, 8-2. Marcus Lee sang 4-for-4 with a single, a double, and two home runs in that ballgame. He'll lead off and play left field tonight in game two for the Blue Claws behind right-hander Andrew Painter on the mound. The 19-year-old from Pompano Beach, Florida, will be the starter here in game two of the doubleheader for the Blue Claws. So Jersey Shore will have two of the Phillies' last three first-round picks. Mick Abel, 2020, pitched game one. Andrew Painter, 2021, he pitches game two. A 19-year-old from Florida, 6'7", 215 pounds. Trey Sweeney, the shortstop, will lead things off in a moment for Hudson Valley. He'll be followed by the center fielder, Jason Dominguez, and the first baseman, T.J. Rumfield. Grant Richardson's in right field about fourth. Eric Wagaman is the DH batting fifth. Hitting sixth at third base, James Nelson. Then Carlos Narvaez, the catcher. Aaron Polensky is in left field. They'll bat eighth. And batting ninth at second base is Eduardo Torrealba. So Tony, a sparkling start from Mick Abel. Now we'll see Andrew Painter try to match him here with the nightcap.
Yeah, we will. And, you know, ever since last night when it became apparent that there was going to be not only a doubleheader today, but it was going to be Mick Abel and Andrew Painter, I know I've been tweeting it out all day, and I think you have mentioned it as well on Twitter about if you're a Phillies fan and you're not going to go to the Phillies game tonight and you didn't have any other plans, this would be the time to come out and get two for literally the price of one and see two highly touted young Philadelphia prospects. And Painter's first pitch of the night
is hit in the air down the right field line by Trey Sweeney, hooking foul, and it lands in the first base picnic area. 7:49 is our first pitch time for game number two, and the game time temperature is 90 degrees. It is a little on the humid side here for game two. Painter lets Ethan Wilson, who chased it down in the right field corner, run back to his spot, peers in for the sign for the 0-1 to Sweeney. Left-handed batter out of Eastern Illinois. Fastball fouled back under the screen, and it's nothing in two. Sweeney struck out four times in game one, and Mick Abel struck him out twice on six pitches in the first two at-bats for Sweeney in the opener. Down at 234 on the year. The 0-2, rather, from Painter. A beautiful breaking ball. Got him looking. Strike three over the inside corner. What a pitch. A breaking ball that started over the middle of the plate, crossed the front part of home plate on the inside part of the, or the inside corner of the left-handed hitting Sweeney, and there's one down here in the first for Jason Dominguez. Dominguez hit a two-run home run for the only two Hudson Valley runs in game one. He lines this one to first, backhand catch by Iser, lunging down about knee-high, and that's out number two. So go back, Tony, let's go back 2 weeks. Brooklyn was here, and Painter threw five pitches in the first inning, and it became apparent that every strike he threw, Brooklyn was going to go after it and try to swing. Well, we're seeing that early on here from Hudson Valley as well. That's their obvious game plan. Here's T.J. Rumfield, the first baseman, a left-handed hitter. Fastball, broken back grounder, right back to Painter. Reaches down to grab it, underhands to first, and the inning is over. Five pitches in a 1-2-3 opening frame for Andrew Painter. 1-2-3 go the Renegades. We played half an inning. It's Hudson Valley nothing. Jersey Shore coming to bat. You're listening to Blue Claws Baseball here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health with the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with a backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Blue Claws coming to bat in the bottom of the first. It ain't no score. After a five-pitch, 1-2-3 first inning for Andrew Painter, who did the exact same thing in his last home start 2 weeks ago against Brooklyn. Marcus Lee Sang went 4-for-4 with two homers in the first game. He leads off game two against right-hander Matt Sauer. First pitch, fastball at the knees, nothing and one. Plate umpire is Denver Dangerfield. The base umpire is John Tyler Shaw. Lee Sang is 6-for-15, two homers, three RBIs. With the Blue Claws so far, he's been here since Tuesday. Breaking ball on the inside corner, called strike, and the count is nothing and two. He'll be followed by Kendall Simmons, who will play second base and make his Blue Claws debut. Ethan Wilson's in right field batting third. Jared Carson, center field batting fourth. Pitch by Sauer, inside. And Lee Sang backs off the plate. One ball, two strikes. Herbert Eisner's at first hitting fifth, and Casey Martin at short. Braylon Mignetti's at third base batting seventh. And Arturo DeFreitas, the catcher, in time called at home plate. Batting ninth is the designated hitter, Uziel Villarreal. So Jersey Shore trying to win back-to-back games. So they dropped their previous 15 here at home. Fastball just missed. So Denver Dangerfield, the plate umpire, you know, we've seen him. He umped a couple of games earlier this week, and he has a very, very small strike zone. He umped the game on Thursday where the Blue Claws walked 13 hitters. And the 1-2 is a weak check swing, and he went around strike three, kind of got handcuffed. And that's out number one. Now, I'm not saying that they would have walked, you know, three hitters if a different umpire was behind the plate, but he does have Denver Dangerfield, a very small strike zone. Here's the second baseman for the Blue Claws, Kendall Simmons. And, Tony, he's a very intriguing addition to the roster for the remaining 6 weeks of the season. Drafted in the sixth round, 2019. Pitch is a fastball for a strike, nothing and one. Played last year 41 games with Clearwater, hit .226, six homers. This year hit .201, nine homers, nine steals in 73 games. Right-handed batter from Macon, Georgia, pops it up in front of the mound. Pitcher Sauer gets out of the way, gives way to James Nelson, the third baseman, who makes the catch. Two up, two down, and that'll bring up the right fielder, Ethan Wilson. Wilson at .245, six homers, 38 RBIs.
Sauer, Greg, is going to be a formidable opponent for Painter in this ballgame. He is the Yankees' 30th-ranked prospect, and he's a good one. So the Blue Claws are going to have their hands full here with this pitcher, as hopefully the Renegades will have with Andrew Painter.
He's got 95 strikeouts in 82 innings this year, and that one inside as Wilson backs away. Came into the day with a 3.94 ERA, 5-2 mark. And just less than a 3-1 strikeout to walk ratio did Matt Sauer. Wilson looks at a fastball here that I guess is low. And the count 2-0. Sauer has struggled in his last couple starts. 10 runs, 8 earned in a combined 6 innings. July 24th at Wilmington and July 30th against Brooklyn. Last time out, and he took the loss in that game. 2-0 to Wilson is hit high in the air, foul off first. Moving over goes Rumfield, and he will run out of room. The wind pushed it back, and he's near the tarp, and he makes the catch, leaned over the tarp. That one I thought was for sure going out of play. I think so did Ethan, and he is retired, and so are the Blue Claws here in the first. So we played one inning, no score on BlueClaws.com and MILB-TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired, and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabrette. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claws Stars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Andrew Painter needed just 5 pitches to get through a 1-2-3 first inning. A strikeout, a line-out, and a ground-out. And, Tony, we talked about it then. No score as Grant Richardson will stride to the plate to lead off for Hudson Valley. But pretty clearly, Hudson Valley has the same game plan that we saw Brooklyn use 2 weeks ago when Painter last pitched here in Lakewood, and that is attack him early in the count. If he gets one over the plate, go after it, because they don't want to deal with his off-speed pitches later in the at-bats. He started the second inning last time with a fastball, with a curveball. There's a fastball hit in the air to right center for Jared Carr out toward the track, makes the catch. What a way. Richardson gave it a ride. But remember 2 weeks ago, after Brooklyn swung at everything in the first inning, he started the second inning with a big, slow, loopy curve. Yeah. That time he starts the second inning with a fastball, and Richardson hits it well, but flies out. He was bidding for his fourth home run, and quite frankly, didn't miss it by all that much, maybe 10 feet. Here's Eric Wagaman, the DH. Now, the other that's 6 pitches for 4 outs. Wagaman, a right-handed batter, and he gets a curveball from Painter that cuts across the outside corner. It's nothing in one.
At this rate, he could go 9, yeah, but they only need 7.
Remember, 7-inning game, as are all minor league baseball doubleheaders, and Painter steps off. Another thing with Painter, he works very fast. He'll get the ball and basically be right in position. And he's worked with Arturo De Freitas before, and time called at the plate. Now, as soon as I say that, they have a tough time coming to an agreement, and De Freitas will go out to the mound to have a quick word with Andrew Painter. Remember, Arturo has been in Clearwater all year, and Painter was there for the first 2 months of the season. He got to the Blue Claws on June the 6th and then made his Blue Claws debut in Hudson Valley on June the 12th and actually struck out the side in the first inning of the game, but ended up giving up 3 runs in 3 innings. So Wagaman steps back in. He's at 237, 9 homers and 26 runs batted in, native of Mission Viejo, California. And he looks at a fastball a little bit low for a ball. So 1-0. James Nelson on deck and then Carlos Narvaez. Painter's retired the first 4, were in the second inning, no score. And the 19-year-old rocks and deals curveball across the knees on the outside corner, a called strike. And it's even at 1-1. Overall this year, Painter has struck out 99 hitters between Clearwater and the Blue Claws. Sliders, swing and a miss. Strike 3, there's 100. His 100th strikeout of the season on a beautiful slider to get Wagaman, and that's out number 2. That'll bring up James Nelson.
Mick Abel has good off-speed stuff as well. That slider, though, is special, right? I mean, that slider is like on some sort of a different level.
And it'll throw the big, slower curve, too. Fastball here to Nelson, a strike on the outside corner with a count nothing and one. It's going to be a tough day for the Hudson Valley hitters for sure. Swing and a miss, a fastball again, and the count is nothing in two. So Mick Abel struck out 8 over 6 scoreless innings in game 1. Painter looking for his 3rd strikeout in the first 2 innings of game 2. And he rocks and delivers. Breaking ball, check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Says Denver Dangerfield, strike 3, and that retires the side. 6 up, 6 down Three strikeouts for Andrew Painter. We're through an inning and a half here in Shorttown. No score on BlueCloths.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Back in Shorttown, Matt Sauer back out there for Hudson Valley. He hit a 1-2-3 first. Andrew Painter with a pair of 1-2-3 innings, and he struck out three so far. So no score. Jared Carr, Herbert Iser, Casey Martin for the Blue Claws. We're joined by Jeremy Cooper, Director of Exercise Physiology at Atlantic Physical Therapy Center. They're tonight's game sponsor. And Jeremy, welcome. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for having me tonight. I really appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Here's Jared Carr. First pitch by Sauer. Breaking ball. Broken bat. Grounded to second. Torrey Alba's there. Fields throws to first. One away. Atlantic Exercise Physiology is the newest division of Atlantic Physical Therapy Center. Tell us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. We just merged back in May. So now we're providing exercise physiology testing to current physical therapy patients, but also patients that graduate from physical therapy and are looking for that next step.
Here is Herbert Iser. He takes a strike. So are you out of the Atlantic Physical Therapy Center offices?
So my home base is in Manasquan, and all the testing equipment is portable. This is the first time really ever that the equipment is portable.
Iser takes strike two.
So I can go around to different offices all the way down to Manahawkin or Little Lake Harbor or all the way out to Lawrenceville.
So your work, describe, what when you say exercise physiology, what does that mean? Fastball low. One ball, two strikes on Herbert Iser.
So our primary testing is metabolic testing. So we look at how well your heart, lungs, and muscles are interacting at rest and exercise.
Pitch to Iser is hit in the air towards right center. Hit pretty well. That's dropping base hit. Dominguez, the center fielder, cuts it off. Iser, big turn, but slams on the brakes and heads back to first. A one-out single for Herbert Iser. And that'll bring up the shortstop, Casey Martin.
And so really with that type of testing, metabolic testing, we can really look at your aerobic health, your longevity, so how the greatest predictor of how long you're going to be living. We look at your diabetes risk as well, lung fitness, and it only takes about between 10 and 15 minutes to get this great information.
Here's Casey Martin, the shortstop. Iser, not a big lead. Pitch by Sauer. Slider outside. And the count, one ball and no strikes. So what do exercise physiologists try to do? Who would go see one?
So really anybody is eligible for physical exercise physiology testing.
Out of the stretch, Matt Sauer, and the slider down and outside.
And so whether you're looking to lose weight, gain muscle, manage a chronic condition or disease, we really help individuals really understand their body and really understand what exercise and nutrition works best for their own body.
Martin, right-handed batter with an open stance. Pitch on the way. Fastball driven down the right field line. Foul. And into the first base picnic area. Out of play. We're talking with Jeremy Cooper, Director of Atlantic Exercise Physiology. And they're a part of the Atlantic Physical Therapy Center family, a longtime Blue Claws partner. So glad to have you guys aboard.
Absolutely. I've always loved to be at a Blue Claws game.
Iser leads off first. 1-2 on Martin. Sour deals. Breaking ball, foul bank. And the count remains 1-2. What are your three flagship testing services?
So we provide patients that are in physical therapy or people off the street a exercise test to look at how well that heart, lungs, and muscles are interacting during exercise, and then tell you exactly what exercise you need to be doing weekly to help out with fat loss or gaining more muscle.
Out of the stretch, the right-hander is sour. Here's the 1-2. Slider, line drive, left field. Polensky on the run toward the line, makes the catch. Iser back to first. Martin hit it well, but lines out for out number two. So Casey retired 2-8. I'm going to bring up the third baseman for Jersey Shore, Fraylin Mignetti.
And our second flagship test is a resting metabolic rate, which I recommend is our initial health assessment. So there's no exercise required. So a lot of people come to me and say, do I have to move? Do I have to exercise?
Yeah.
I'm like, no. All you have to do is lay down for 10 minutes, close your eyes.
And you hook me up to all the stuff?
Exactly.
Wow,
put
cool.
The mask on, yep.
Here's Mignetti. Iser leads off first. Pitch is a breaking ball strike. Oh, it worked. And then what's medical body composition analysis?
So medical body composition analysis, we look. It takes 24 seconds to look at all of your muscle, your fat, and hydration status. And then and that's something that we offer to all patients during our initial consultation.
Sauer out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. Fastball on the inside. Corner, it's 0-2. So you're offering free medical body composition analysis, right, as part of anybody's initial consultation?
Yeah, so if anyone's very interested about exercise physiology or wants to know more about it, we always want to make sure people have the understanding of their body before they take the next step. And
grounder to third. To his left goes Nelson. He'll go the short way for the force at second. Go ahead, Jeremy, finish up.
Yeah, and so we want to make sure that people have a great understanding about their current body composition, because a lot of times people come in and say, oh, I want to gain more muscle or lose fat, but it may be the opposite. We need to focus on another health or fitness goal to really improve their health and optimize sports performance.
And how do people find out more and get in a hold of you guys?
So you can call Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, and so you can ask for exercise physiology testing. You can specifically ask for Jeremy Cooper, and we'd be able to set you up with that initial consultation. It could be either in person or virtually, but you can go to any of the Atlantic PT Center locations, and I can bring my testing equipment to you.
That's fantastic. AtlanticPTCenter.com is the website. Jeremy Cooper, Director of Atlantic Exercise Physiology. Thank you, my friend. It was great to meet you.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the rest of the game.
You too. Take care.
No score to the third on BlueClaws.com.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws Games all summer long, the new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist,
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, we head to the top half of the third. Carlos Narvaez, Aaron Polensky, and Eduardo Torrealba due up for Hudson Valley against Andrew Painter. Painter has faced six batters. He's retired six batters and struck out three. Jason Dominguez hit a line drive to first, and Grant Richardson flew out to deep center. Here's a fly ball in the center for Jared Carr, and he moves over into the gap in left center, makes the catch. One pitch, one out, and Carlos Narvaez is retired. And once again, we're seeing, as we talked about in the first inning, when Painter threw five pitches to get his three outs, Hudson Valley attacking early in the count. It was a five-pitch first inning. It was a nine-pitch second inning for Painter, and he has thrown 15 pitches to get seven outs so far this game. Here's Aaron Polensky. And that includes, by the way, three strikeouts. Breaking ball popped up foul. First base side out of play. And the count is nothing and one. Polensky, 252, seven homers, 22 RBIs. He went to Nebraska. Painter, the 6'7", Right-hander deals. Fastball, check swing. Fouled off to the right into the netting near the Jersey Shore dugout. The count is nothing and two. So Painter, who picked up strikeout number 100 on his season in the second inning and got 101 to end the inning, fires a fastball just missing high. And that would have been 102 on the year. Now that's between Clearwater and the Blue Claws. Coming into the day, he had 98 and 61 innings. Fastball, swing and a miss. He got him. Strike three. Strikeout number four today for Andrew Painter. Four of the eight batters that he's faced have gone down on strikes, and that's 102 on the season in about 64 innings for the 19-year-old this year. He had 69 with Clearwater. Now he is, including four today, 33 with Jersey Shore in 25 innings. Slow curve outside to right-handed hitting Eduardo Torrealba, the second base. One of the count, nothing and one. He's the nine-hitter. Painter's retired all eight so far. And the righty deals. Fastball, line drive towards left center. There's the first base hit of the day for Hudson Valley. Into the gap goes Marcus Lee. Sang the left field. They'll play it back in. So for the Blue Claws defensively, Lee Sang it left, Carr in center, Wilson in right. Mignetti at third, Martin at short, Simmons at second. Kendall's first Blue Claws game. Herbert Eisner's at first. And Arturo De Freitas is catching. You forget, with Painter pitching, sometimes you don't have a chance to sneak in everything that you needed to when you get that in the first, when he threw just the five pitches. Here's Trey Swinney, and he looks at a slow curve that misses inside, and the count is 1-0. Swinney, drafted 21st overall last year by the Yankees, eight picks after Painter, throws back to first on a pickoff attempt, and diving back in is Torrealba, who has stolen 10 bases. Sometimes it can be a little tougher for the big tall pitchers because they have higher leg kicks holding runners, but not really a trouble for Painter. It was a quick delivery, chopper to first, easy grab for Eisner, steps on the bag, and that retires the side. No runs, one hit, one left, two and a half complete, no score on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive four free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Since 1986, Rich Green Lawns has been the leading lawn fertilization company of the Jersey Shore, providing lawn fertilization, bed weed control, tick and mosquito control, as well as tree and shrub programs.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood, Andrew Painter has thrown three scoreless innings. Think of up a base hit, but we won't hold it against him. No score, bottom of the third, and Arturo De Freitas will lead things off for Jersey Shore. Gwen Love from Lunch Break in Red Bank, one of the coolest charities you're going to hear about all year, is with us. And the first pitch, a fastball strike to Mignetti, and the count nothing and one. So we do an interview with the community partner of the game, and we do one before the game, and they played on the scoreboard during the game. So we talked with Gwen the other day, yesterday, I think, hearing that one foul back by Mignetti, nothing and one. And just learning all kinds of stuff, a full-service charity, Lunch Break, from Red Bank. Gwendolyn Love is with us. And the count on, excuse me, not Mignetti, Arturo De Freitas, the batter, facing Matt Sauer. So no score, bottom of the third. The pitch, breaking ball outside. Gwendolyn, welcome. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Tell us about lunch break.
So lunch break, we're located in Red Bank, but we serve people all over Monmouth County. We are almost 40 years old. We have a, just helping people out with food. So we have our food pantry.
Slider, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes to Freitas, one away.
Providing bag meals for people, as well as hot meals, as well as our clothing pantry. There's just so many people that need help today, and so we're just a full service organization, nonprofit, providing for those that are in need.
Here's Uziel Valoria, the DH. He's at 208, three home runs, eight RBIs. Pitch by Sauer, slider, outside corner, and the count nothing and one. So. Start with the food pantry. How many people do you serve in a year?
In a year, probably close to 90,000 meals throughout the year.
Fly ball to right field. Got under it a bit. Richardson starts back, drifts in. The lefty makes the grab. Valoria flies to right, two away for Marcus Lee Singh.
In our pantry for the groceries, about 45,000 pickups throughout the year as well.
That's crazy. Yeah. And then you do clothing, you do housing?
We provide emergency housing for families that are in need, that have emergency needs. And we also have a life skills center really helping people to actually get on their feet as well. So
check swing by Marcus Lee, saying he cannot hold up, nothing in one.
So we lead people from emergency to independence, which is our signature goal nowadays, is to lead them to independence. And we do that through the help and support of the community.
Strike two to Marcus Lee Singh.
Of the community and food drives, donations, volunteering. So you name it, it's a very, very grassroots organization, and we couldn't do what we do without.
Bouncer to first. It stays fair. Handled by Rumfield. Steps on the bag and then retires the side.
Without the community.
Website is lunchbreak.org. Gwendolyn Love, thank you so much. We appreciate it. You did a great job. No, you did a great job. It was a pleasure to meet you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Lunchbreak.org is the website. Blue Claws go 1-2-3 to the fourth we go. No score on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Back in Shoretown, no score to the fourth. Here's Tony.
Well, Greg, no runs, one hit, no errors for Jersey Shore. No runs, one hit, no errors for Hudson Valley as we go to the top of inning number four. And Andrew Painter gets set to face 2, 3, and 4 in the Hudson Valley order. And the first pitch is whacked deep to right but pulled foul and out of play by Jason Dominguez. Jumping on the first pitch has been the story of the night for Hudson Valley. Coming into this game and now including this game, 23 pitches, 19 for strikes for Andrew Painter. And there's a swing and a miss. Now 24 pitches, 20 for strikes in this contest. Nothing and two on Dominguez, who lined to first and fouls one back.
It's amazing. He threw 22 pitches to get 9 outs, and that included 4 strikeouts. It just shows you how aggressive these Renegades hitters are. They're swinging at every strike.
And the 0-2, and that's a breaking ball. Dances inside, 1-2 on Dominguez, the Yankees' third-ranked prospect. 19-year-old in just his second professional season. And there's a breaking ball, swing and a miss. He struck him out, his fifth strikeout of the night. Officially from the Phillies tonight, Painter is throwing 96-97 with his fastball. This is official, and 82-83 on the slider. Faces number 3 hitter, T.J. Rumfield. And the first pitch to him is a breaking ball across his strike one, 0-1. Painter unleashing it all tonight. Blazing fastball and dazzling off-speed stuff. There's another one, a breaking pitch on the inside corner, knee high, and it's 0-2. Mick Abel, very impressive in the opener tonight. Jersey Shore won that 8-2. Here's an 0-2 pitch that slammed through the left side, a base hit. Good piece of hitting by Rumfield. That's the second hit of the night for Hudson Valley, and they have a man aboard with one out here in the top of the fourth inning. Painter made that pitch too good. He was ahead on the count. Faces the number 4 hitter now in Richardson. Another left-hand batter. Richardson did not play in game one. Here's a long drive to right down the line. Hooking foul. They're jumping on these first pitches, and some of them have been hit with authority. Luckily for Painter, most of them have gone foul. This first pitch, good contact. Richardson, only in his 11th game since coming up from low A Tampa. And the pitch to him is wide for ball, 1-1. Richardson with Hudson Valley hitting 258. Pitch is fouled away. Check that. Yep, no, that's right. No, 257. I was off by a point. Fouls it off. And the count is 2-2. Abel went 6 innings in the first game tonight. Struck out 8. Allowed 3 hits and left with an 8-0 lead. Dominguez had a 2-run home run off Armenta in the 7th. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Strikeout number 6 for Andrew Painter. That's 2 away now for Eric Wagaman, the designated hitter. Right-hand batter with power, hitting at 236. And the first pitch is across for a strike. It's 0-1. Painter has struck out 6. He has walked none. He has allowed 2 hits. No score, top of the 4th. Runner aboard with 2 away. Lagerman does have 9 home runs this year. Fastball wide, and it's 1-1 on Wagaman. Two outs, runner on top 4. And the pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. Andrew Painter turned 19 on April the 10th. And he is pitching.
You know what else was April the 10th?
One day after my birthday.
Well, no.
But no.
Well, yes. No, the day he was born, April 10th, 2003.
Outside for a ball, yeah.
Was the 3rd opening day in Blue Claws history.
Wow. About that. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball just missed. Painter took a step as the infield did well toward the dugout.
So did the base umpire, John Tyler Shaw. You know, you see the players do it every once in a while, but I don't know that I've ever seen the umpire do it.
So that slider missed. According to the home plate umpire, 3-2 pitch. There's a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Struck him out. Strikeout number 7. No runs on one hit. No errors and one left. Bottom of the fourth in Shoretown. No score. Blue Claws and Hudson Valley on MLB TV and BlueClaws.com.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore's summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue.
Alongside Greg Giamborisi, Andrew Painter unfurling a gem tonight thus far in game two for Jersey Shore, but Matt Sauer, the right-hander out of the Yankees, 30th ranked prospect for Hudson Valley, is also pitching very well, has allowed just one hit through three, and the Blue Claws will send up 2-3-4 in the bottom of the fourth to try to get Painter a run. Here is Simmons to lead it off. This is the first game for Jersey Shore for 22-year-old Kendall Simmons from Macon, Georgia. Swinging a high fly ball, fairly deep left, but it's going to stay in the park, and Polanski underneath makes the catch. Simmons just missed it, and that's one down here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Blue Claws have kind of revamped a couple of spots in this lineup now with Simmons and Marcus Lee Sang, who were the threshers this time last week. And they'll be very interesting to follow over the rest of the season. Obviously, a good start for Lee Sang, who had four hits in game one.
As Ethan Wilson looks at a breaking ball for a strike, nothing and one. Sauer also has a dandy breaking ball as well. Talking with a Yankee scout before the ball game. Here's the pitch to the plate. He says it's a breaking ball, and it really is a key pitch for Sauer. Has a good fastball, but has a very mature breaking ball. And the pitch from the right-hander to the left-hand batting Ethan Wilson misses, and it's two balls and one strike. No score, one out, bottom four. This game's scheduled for 7. Sauer, the right-hander, the full motion windup, wheels and deals. Swinging the ball, punched in the center. Rushing in is Dominguez, who dives and can't get it. Squirts out of his glove as he hit the turf. And aboard with what's going to be a base hit is Ethan Wilson with one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. So here is Jared Carr, who is batting cleanup here. I got to think, off the top of my head, this is the first time he's batted cleanup this year, Jared Carr. He's batted high in the order and usually middle to latter part. Left-hand batter, and the runner goes. The pitch to the plate is a ball. Throw and a hop is late. Stolen base. Number 25 for Ethan Wilson.
This is the second time he's hit cleanup.
Second time. I knew it was a rare occurrence.
That's 25 stolen bases for Wilson.
So Blue Claw's trying to manufacture a run now. They have Wilson with good speed at second, one out. The 1-0 to Carr taken for a strike. It's one ball and one strike on Jarrett.
Sauer just threw his 40th pitch through 3 1/3. Painter has thrown 40 pitches through four innings. Efficiency on both ends.
Very. The pitch to the left-hand hitter is a low strike. It's called knee-high. And it's one ball and two strikes on the Blue Claws cleanup batter here in game two, Jared Carr. McMahon's back at second, and the 1-2 pitch inside. It hit him. Hit him on the foot. And Carr will take off the shin guards and head for first. So the Blue Claws with their first real threat here in game two. First and second, one out for number five hitter, Herbert Iser. So here's Iser. Left-hand hitter out of Dallas Baptist. Two on, one out. The pitch to the plate, fastball high and away for a ball. It's 1-0. Iser hitting a 272. Single to center his first time up. Iser, two home runs on the season. The stretch, the pitch. Swing and a fly ball foul off to the left. And the count is one ball and one strike on Iser. Ethan Wilson at second. He singled and stole second. Jared Carr at first after being hit by a pitch. Iser hit the two-run home run here earlier this week that prevented the Blue Claws from being shut out in a 7-2 defeat. Blue Claws won the opener tonight behind six shutout innings from Mick Abel and rolled to an 8-2 win behind four hits, including two home runs for newcomer Marcus Lee Sang. And Luis Garcia hit his first this season for the Blue Claws. A two-run shot. A blast that cleared the berm in right field landed on the concourse. The stretch, the look, and the pitch to Iser. Swing at a high fly ball, popped in the shallow right field. Second baseman on the grass, under waiting, and makes the catch.
Infield fly rule called anyway.
For out number two, that's Torrey Alba with the put out. So here's Casey Martin, who lined to left his first at bat. Big Casey. Blue Claws now looking for a timely hit from the right-hand batter out of the University of Arkansas. Philly's number 12 prospect, third-round pick in 2020. Swing a line drive. There's a base hit to right field. Wilson rounding third. He's heading home. Here comes the throw. It's going to be close. The ball gets away. Wilson scores. Runners end up at second and third. And Jersey Shore takes a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. It might have been a very close play at the plate. At one hop, the catcher Narvaez and skipped past him. As Wilson scored, Carr makes it all the way to third. And Martin goes to second with the big RBI base hit. Chance to get more here. Freeland Mignetti to the plate. Right-hand hitter, second and third, two outs, a run across. And the pitch inside corner for a strike on Mignetti. Martin, before that hit, Greg, was hitting 190 and comes through in the clutch.
You know Painter's in the dugout thinking, all right, now I want to finish this. Right, this is a seven-inning game, and he's only thrown 40 pitches.
Mignetti takes high and inside.
So Luklaus got to get nine outs over the final three innings. And you know Painter, who's been into the high 80s in pitches in a game this year, again, he's only thrown 40 through his first four innings. So why can't he do that?
Mignetti hitting a 219. Got it out his first at bat outside. And it's 3-0 on Mignetti. If he prolongs the inning, catcher Arturo De Freitas would be next. The stretch by the right-hander Sauer comes set. The 3-0. Very high. I was off on the count. That's the third ball now. I believe it's 3-1. Runner at third.
Yeah, 3-1.
Is Carr. Runner at second is Martin. Any sort of a base hit would plate Martin, who can fly. The pitch to the plate. Breaking ball inside corner, and it's 3-2. One run, three hits, no errors now for Jersey Shore. 0-2-0 for Hudson Valley. Two outs, bottom of the fourth. Blue Claws have snagged the lead, trying to add to it. The stretch by Sauer. The 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball, high ball four. Bases are loaded. As they said in the old Ballantine beer commercials, Greg, purity, body, and flavor. Bases loaded. 2 outs. Carr at third. Martin at second. Mignetti at first. And here is Arturo De Freitas stepping to the plate. Before that, pitching coach Spencer Medick will head to the mound. De Freitas with the Blue Claws just came up and is playing in just his third game. Coming in tonight, he was 1-for-5. One hit was an RBI single. He also has a sacrifice fly during his brief tenure with Jersey Shore. He struck out his first at bat. And he hits here with the bases loaded and two outs. At Clearwater this year, 62 games. Batted 228. Five homers. He drove in 18. Been a pro since 2018. Bases loaded, two away. Bottom of the fourth, 1-0 Jersey Shore. The stretch, the pitch to De Freitas. Breaking ball in there for a strike. It's nothing and one. Carr at third. Martin at second. Mignetti at first. Two outs. A run across. The stretch by the renegade right-hander and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got it past him. It's nothing and two. Sauer, the 30th-ranked Yankee prospect, 6'4", 23-year-old right-hander. Second-round pick of the Yankees back in 2017. Came in today 5-2 at 3.94 ERA. So Mignetti digs back in from the right side. The stretch. And the pitch. Taken, must have been low, maybe a tad outside. And the count is 2-2 on Fraylin Mignetti with the bases loaded. The runners edge away at third, second, and first. The stretch, the 2-2. Swing and a miss, high breaking ball. And it was stopped at the plate, doesn't matter. Side is retired. Mignetti, rather De Freitas, strikes out. Third strikeout of the night for Sauer. It was a big one. But the Blue Claws get a run. They do it with two hits. No errors. They leave them loaded. We go to the fifth. Andrew Painter and the Blue Claws have the lead, 1-0 on MILB TV and BlueClaws.com.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
And we go to the top of the fifth inning. Blue Claws out in front. 1-0. Andrew Painter, 40 pitches, 31 for strikes, faces 6, 7, and 8. And Nelson swings through a fastball. It's 0-1. It'll be James Nelson, Carlos Narvaez, and Aaron Polanski. And that one misses for a ball. One ball and one strike on Nelson. Has one home run, but 21 in his career. Dating back to 2016, he hit the home run here earlier this week. No home run on that as he swings and misses. Nelson hitting a 224, and the count is one ball and two strikes. Painter working rapidly, deals slider wide. It's two balls and two strikes on Nelson. Painter ready to go. Glove to the face. The 6-7 right-hander kicks, deals high and away. And believe the count is full. It is 3-2. Painter rocks and lets it rip. Fastball, swing and a miss. He struck him out. That is number 8 for Andrew Painter. One down here in the top of the fifth inning.
His career high is 14. He did it against Tampa, the Yankees affiliate, back in April while he was with Clearwater. His Blue Claws high is 10, which he did last Saturday down in Wilmington.
Here is Carlos Narvaez, and he looks at a breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-1. Narvaez has 9 home runs this year. Only hitting .204, but he's got power. He's got 22 in his career. Wide for a ball, one ball and one strike on Narvaez. 1-0 Jersey Shore, top of the fifth, scheduled for 7. Blue Claws won the opener, 8-2. The 1-1. Slider missed. It's two balls and one strike. Painter peering in to Arturo De Freitas. Ready to go. Right-hander kicks and throws high and outside, ball 3. Andrew has not walked anybody. He has struck out 8. Allowed 2 hits. Singles in the 3rd and 4th innings. There's a dangerous pitch here, 3-1 to a dangerous right-hand hitter. The 3-1. Fastball crackles across the outside corner, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Painter, the Florida native, glove to the face, rocks, and lets it fly. High and away, ball 4. So there's the first walk of the evening for Andrew Painter. It puts Narvaez aboard with one out for Aaron Polanski, hitting at .250. Polanski's got some pop. He's got 7 home runs this year. Does Polanski Narvaez, the catcher, no real threat to run at first. Painter to the plate. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's no balls and one strike to Polanski. He's 5'11", 190-pound three-year-old from... Three-year-old. He's a little old for his... A little young for this. 23 years old from Omaha, Nebraska. The pitch, fastball high, and it's 1-1. Non-drafted free agent back in 2020 by the Yankees. Runner at first, one out. The pitch, fastball, late swing and a foul off to the right. And the count is one ball and two strikes. As we noted earlier, the official radar gun readings on Painter, 96-97 on the fastball, 82-83 with the slider. The stretch. Runner leads. The 1-2 to Polanski. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Strike three. That's nine of them. Two down for Eduardo Torrealba, who whacked the first pitch he saw on the line in the left field for a base hit with two outs in the third. He's the number nine hitter. Two outs. One aboard, top of the fifth. Torrealba homered here earlier in this series. His second of the season. Strike called on the outside corner. It's nothing and one. Torrealba at 216 for the average. The pitch. Fastball down the middle, a strike, and it's nothing and two. Painter looking for the final out here in the top of the fifth. Looking for his 10th strikeout if he can get it. Narvaez takes his lead. The stretch, the 0-2, breaking ball, line back toward second on a hop off the midriff of the second baseman, and they can't handle it. Everybody's safe. The ball took a bit of a tough hop on the Blue Claws second baseman Simmons, and he'll be charged with an error. He tried to shovel it.
Well, he
to
did
the
right thing,
covering, yeah,
which was backing up on it to try to give himself the best chance to field a hop, but it still kind of handcuffed him a little bit. I don't think it hit Painter's glove.
Here is Trey Sweeney, leadoff hitter. And the Yankees' number five prospect, he swings at the high fly ball, playable in right. Wilson charging in, camps under, waits, makes the play, and the side is retired. Sweeney struck out four times in the first game, 0 for 3 in this game. Very good hitter, but Painter got him. No runs, no hits. There was a walk and error, and two left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. In Shoretown, 1-0 Jersey Shore on MLB TV and BlueClaws.com.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health with the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws Games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claw.
Here is Yaziel Valoria to lead off at the bottom of the fifth inning. Matt Sauer remains out there for Hudson Valley. It's 9-1-2 for Jersey Shore. Boy, a switch hitter batting left. Looks at a strike on the outside corner. It'll be Uzeal, then Marcus Lee Sang and Kendall Simmons. 9-1-2 against the right-hander Sauer, who the Blue Claws nicked for a run last inning. The pitch to Uzeal, big swing and no contact, and it's nothing and two on Valori, who has had three home runs since he joined the Blue Claws earlier this summer. Swings and pops it high in the air out into shallow center. Under is the shortstop, and it's Sweeney who takes it, and that's one down here in the bottom of the fifth. Phillies lead the Nationals tonight 9-1 with Washington batting in the top of the sixth. They have a couple of runners on. Phillies have a six-run first and a three-run second.
Who pitched for Washington?
Patrick Corbin started. Marcus Lee Sang swings and lofts it to left toward the line. Polanski settling under and makes the play, and that's two down.
Andrew Painter will be back out for the sixth, as you'd expect. He threw 20 pitches in the fifth inning, so he's at 60 now. It's hard to believe. He had a 20-pitch fifth inning, and it increased his pitches on the night by 50%. He only threw 40 pitches in the first four innings.
Two outs, nobody on for Kendall Simmons, who is 0-for-2 in his Blue Claws debut, and takes outside for a ball, the 22-year-old. 73 games at Clearwater, 201. The average, 9 homers, 36 runs batted in. And looks at the strike on the knees on the inside corner. And settles back in from the right side. Sauer, the Renegades right-hander, rocks and deals. Breaking ball on the corner on the inside. It's one ball and two strikes on Kendall Simmons. Simmons, a 22-year-old. A couple of years ago at Williamsport in the short season, hit 12 home runs. And here's the pitch to him. Slider pops it up foul, out of play. On the count holds it, one ball, two strikes. One run, three hits, one error for Jersey Shore. 0-2-0 for Hudson Valley. Clearwater trails Tampa tonight, 3-2, bottom of the eighth in Tampa. Lehigh Valley, 2-2 is Syracuse. Top of the seventh in Lehigh Valley. Reading leading Hartford 5-4, top of the ninth in Reading. Swing and a foul tip, and it's held on to by the catcher, makes the throw on to first anyway, does Narvaez, and that retires the side. So no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Remember, 7-inning game. We go top of the sixth. Greg is back with you, and Jersey Shore leads it 1-0 on MILB TV and BlueClaws.com.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabrette. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Jason Dominguez leading it off for Hudson Valley. We go to the top half of the sixth inning. And the Blue Claws a 1-0 lead. Andrew Painter's thrown 60 pitches through five scoreless innings with 9 strikeouts. First pitch, Dominguez lifts it in the air towards left center. Charging on Carr on the run. The center fielder's there to make the running grab. And that's one pitch. What else is new?
Right.
And one out.
Exactly.
We've talked about it the whole night. You know, Painter has thrown those. It was 60. Now it's 61 pitches to 19 hitters. So just over 3 pitches per batter. And he struck out 9. So obviously that's at least 3 pitches to those 9 guys. So they're going after him early in the count. They don't want any part of his slider or even his a high fastball with 2 strikes. Here's T.J. Rumfield, the first baseman. And he takes a changeup. We haven't seen too many of those tonight from Painter, but again, he hasn't thrown that many pitches. And the count, 1-1, no strikes. Rumfield has 3 homers. He hit one on Thursday. And Painter's pitch, swing and a miss, a breaking ball. And the count is 1-1. His season high with the Blue Claws is 10 strikeouts. His career high is 14, which he did on April 23rd with Clearwater against Tampa. Blue Claws up 1-0, top of the sixth. The 19-year-old Roxendale slider, and that just misses inside. 2 balls, a strike. Painter's allowed 2 hits. He has walked 1, and he has struck out the 9, as we said. Works very quickly. Check swing at a fastball that came up almost at Rumfield's head, and he bounces it back to Painter, who grabs it and throws the first 2 down. Rumfield was just trying to get out of the way on that, and the bat hit the ball and rolled it back to the mound. So 1-3 put out, 2 down, and here's Grant Richardson, the right fielder.
Well, you got to be careful. Richardson here, his 11th game, he's got 3 home runs.
Well, the other thing, Tony, that you can't help but think about right now is Painter for the 7th.
Yeah, well.
Swing and a miss, beautiful change. Well, I said he hasn't thrown too many changeups tonight, but he's thrown a couple of really nice ones in this inning. That was a beaut. Richardson out in front. So nothing in 1. And the pitch, a fastball loop. 1-1.
I mean, you can't go up there looking off speed, I don't think. So he throws out.
He throws 98.
Throws that first pitch changeup, and it's baffling.
Breaking ball, that's on the inside corner, and the count 1-2. Rumfield out of the University of Indiana, 17th round pick. Painter under the line, looks for number 10. Breaking ball, check, swing in the dirt. And the ball squirts away from Arturo De Freitas. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So I would think, because again, he's at 68 pitches right now, I would think he's going to get a chance to pitch the 7. I hope he does. He's earned it. So he looks for a strikeout, number 10, the 2-2. Fastball, swing and a miss. He got him, and that retires the side. 6 scoreless innings for Andrew Painter, and that's 10 strikeouts. Blue Claws take a 1-0 lead to the bottom of the 6th. Painter's spinning a master class tonight at Shoretown. 1-0 Jersey Shore on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with a backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Well, Tony, it looks like Andrew Painter will get a chance to pitch the 7th inning, and he deserves it. Nobody throwing in the Blue Claws bullpen. And here is Ethan Wilson, who scored the only run of this game. It's 1-0 Jersey Shore. And Matt Sauer into the wine, and the pitch is down and inside of the count. 1-1. no strikes. Now Sauer has a chance to throw a complete game too. But right now his team is losing 1-0. He's pitched very well, just ran into a little trouble there in the fourth. Breaking ball, swing and a miss by Wilson. And count nothing and two. The only run of the game courtesy of Casey Martin. RBI single in the fourth that drove in Wilson. Luklaus trying to sweep this doubleheader behind Mick Abel and Andrew Painter. Here's the pitch inside. And Wilson backs off the plate. Count is... leave 1-2. The score bug is down. Breaking ball fouled away. And the scoreboard is down. No ball, strikes, or outs. The computer that populates that crashed last night during the power surge. All the lightning that was in the area and the heavy rain, which, of course, is the reason why we're playing a doubleheader here today. So another two-strike pitch to Wilson. And he hits it in the air the other way into left field. Charging on Aaron Polinski. Will not get it. And it drops in for the fourth Blue Claws hit of the game. Two for Wilson. Ethan had three hits on Thursday and then went 0 for 4 in game one, but he is 2 for 3 here in game number two. Carr, left-handed hitter with an open stance, and they throw over to first, and it throws it away. Does Sauer. It hit off of Wilson and bounced back toward the Blue Claws bullpen, E1. And Hudson Valley will be working on those tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's their second errant pickoff throw of the game. The starter, Jose Panaqual, had an E1 on a pickoff attempt in the first inning. Game one.
In the scheme of things here, potential... big insurance run for Jersey Shore at second, but nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. On a 1-0 lead and a scheduled 7-inning game.
Here's a high fly ball to right center. Capital H. Into the gap goes Richardson in the center fielder, Dominguez. Dominguez makes the catch. Wilson tags, nearly stumbles as he heads towards third. Recovers and dives in head first safely. He's at third with one out. Looked like for a half a second he might go down there between second and third, but he was able to stay on his feet and dive in ahead of Dominguez's throw. That'll bring up Herbert Iser, and we'll bring the infield in for Hudson Valley.
Pretty good throw there by Dominguez, coupled with the...
that was a good throw.
With the maybe mini-second stumble there by Wilson, made it semi-bang-bang play, but he got in there. Look at
and
this.
And Herbert Iser is going to get intentionally walked. So that'll try to set up the double play, and they'll try to turn it with Casey Martin. Now, that's not going to be easy because Martin runs very well. He is fast, and he will be the batter now. First and third, one out, 1-0 Jersey Shore, bottom half of the sixth.
Martin taking a long look down at Keith Werman, the Jersey Shore manager, is a foot outside the third base coaching box.
Iser not a big lead. Here's Casey. Sauer out of the stretch. First pitch, slider low, blocked by Narvaez. One ball, no strikes. Martin with the base hit in the fourth. He's driven in the only run of the game. But the Hudson Valley dugout doesn't mind facing him here. Came into this game and hitting just a .91. First and third, one down, 1-0, Jersey Shore, bottom of the sixth. There goes Iser, fastball, chopper to short. That'll get the run in. Backhand by Sweeney's got one play. It's the first. The throw is in time. They just get him by half a step, but a run scores, and the Blue Claws lead is 2-0. Crowd booing, but he was out. Pat Listash, the first base coach, tried to sell it, but Denver Dangerfield called him out, and he was. Martin gets some high fives as he returns to the dugout. And here is Franklin Mignetti. But Tony Keith put Iser in motion, who's not a base stealing threat at all.
Right.
And he did it for the sole purpose of staying out of the double play. So Keith gets a checkbox, good managing. And here's Mignetti. First pitch, breaking ball on the inside corner, called strike, nothing at one.
Greg, also a good job there by Casey to make contact, and it worked out for him. He didn't really make hard contact. He hit the high chop, and they weren't going to get Martin, who was off on contact. They were not going to get him at the plate. They were not going to get a double play with the runner in motion, and everything worked out to get that second run across.
Swing at a foul tip held by the catcher, Narvaez. 0-2. So Andrew Painter will pitch the seventh inning for Jersey Shore. He's at just 70 pitches through six scoreless innings with 10 strikeouts. He struck out 20 over 12 scoreless innings in his last two starts. And he'll pitch for the Blue Claws for the complete game. Breaking ball outside. 1-2. It'll be Waggaman, Nelson, and Narvaez. 5, 6, and 7.
Exactly what I was going to say. Right. And now with at least a two-run pad.
Sauer from the belt. Blue Claws up 2-0. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball low. Outside. Painter will not be the first Blue Claw to pitch seven innings in a game this year. Ben Brown did that in relief. Ironically, in relief of Painter. In a game where Andrew threw just two innings when he was coming back after the Phillies had shut him down for a few weeks. Back at the beginning of July. Breaking ball fouled away, first base side, out of play. Still 2-2 on Fraylin Mignetti. Of course, Matt Russell has that game where he pitched eight innings, but that was over 6 weeks. It just happened to be in the same game. He threw three innings, the game was suspended. And then when it was resumed 6 weeks later down here in Lakewood, or up here in Lakewood, he pitched five innings in relief of himself. So that's technically the longest outing of the year. But in one day, it's Ben Brown through seven innings, which he actually did twice. Out of the stretch, the right-hander. And Sauer's pitch is a hard bouncer foul down third. Over the head of Keith Werman. Bounces back to him. He tosses it into the Renegades dugout. And the count is still 2-2. You know, this might be, Tony, the best pitch day in Blue Claws history.
Really?
Short of... You know, a couple no-hitters.
Right.
But they have two top-level outings. Breaking ball, swing and a miss from Mick Abel and Andrew Painter. It's been a lot of fun today here at the ballpark, and now the Blue Claws are three outs away from a doubleheader sweep. Andrew Painter goes for the complete game. One run, one hit, one left. 2-0 Jersey Shore. Top seven, Painter for the shutout on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club.
Back in Shoretown alongside Tony Grandma, Greg Giamparisi. We go to the seventh inning and potentially the last inning of this ball game. The Blue Claws have a 2-0 lead. In game one of this doubleheader, Mick Abel threw six scoreless innings and struck out eight. In game two of this doubleheader, Andrew Painter has thrown six scoreless innings and struck out 10. Walked one, given up two hits, and he'll try to close it out. And what would be a complete game shutout and an absolute masterpiece from the right-hander. He'll face Eric Waggaman, James Nelson, and Carlos Narvaez. for Hudson Valley here in the seventh. Blue Claws had dropped 15 straight home games coming into today, and all it took was a pair of brilliant performances from two first-round picks. First pitch, a beautiful breaking ball strike over the outside corner, and the count is nothing at one. Wagaman has struck out twice. Nelson on deck, he struck out twice. Four of the ten. Breaking ball called strike on the inside corner, where the count is nothing in two. Painter's career high is 14. His season high with the Blue Claws is 10. His 14 strikeout game came earlier this year while he was pitching for Clearwater against Tampa. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Swing at him. He got him. Strike three. That's 11 strikeouts for Andrew Painter, who is only getting stronger as this game has gone on. Since Rumfield singled in the fourth inning, Painter has struck out six of the 11 batters he's faced. One walk, one reached on an error. Here's James Nelson. Right-handed batter from Rex, Georgia. Fastball goes after the first pitch and fouls it away. Down the right field line, it's nothing at one. And as we've talked about, these guys have gone after Painter early in the count here tonight. That was only his 74th pitch through six and a third. Breaking ball fouled back into the screen, and the count is nothing and two. So Andrew Painter, the right-hander from Pompano Beach, looking for a strikeout number 12. Here it's a breaking ball grounded towards short. Picked nicely, glove side by Martin. Throws the first two down. Nelson hit that reasonably hard on 0-2, but grounds out to Martin, and the Blue Claws are one out away from a sweep of the doubleheader. Carlos Narvaez, the catcher, coming to the plate. He is 0-for-1 with a walk, and he flew to center. Blue Claws got one in the fourth on the Martin base hit and one in the sixth on Martin's ground out. Painter into the line, the first pitch. Fastball down and outside, and the count one ball and no strikes. The Renegades have just two hits. Painter has fanned 11. Here's the pitch, a breaking ball, and it's outside. And the count is 2-0. Into the line, the right-hander, 6'7". Breaking ball grounded to third. Mignetti gobbles it up. He steps, throws across. In time, the ball game's over. An absolute masterpiece from Andrew Painter. Seven innings, two hits. He walks one. He strikes out 11. Crab rave on the video board. Blue Claws 2. Hudson Valley nothing. So what a day here in Lakewood. The last two Phillies first-round picks prior to this year, Mick Abel and Andrew Painter, throw 13 scoreless innings with 19 strikeouts, and the Blue Claws get a pair of W's here this evening. Tony, what a day.
Well, Greg, you couldn't have said it better. A masterpiece by Andrew Painter, and that was on the heels of a gem by Mick Abel. And you know, if you're a Blue Claws fan, of course you're happy. If you're a Phillies fan, you're outright giddy after watching these two young pitchers tonight.
If you're a baseball fan,
impressed.
Make it a point to go see him.
Really,
you're going to see him.
Yeah.
You're going to see him in Double A. You're going to see him in Triple A. You're going to see him in the big. Go see him.
Yeah,
they're that good.
Very, 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 very well put. I mean, anybody that came over here tonight from wherever to either witness in person or maybe tune in on MILB TV or MLB TV maybe for the first game, because you knew these two guys were going to pitch. It was certainly worth your time. So just two hits in the ball game for
We'll be back tomorrow, 105. Tony will take you the rest of the way. What a game. Great day. Painter and Abel, and we'll see you tomorrow. Tony, thank you. It was a lot of fun. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Blue Claws sweep the doubleheader, win the nightcap 2-0 behind Andrew Painter. Mick Abel and Andrew Painter, what a day in Shoretown. Tony, all yours.
So in case you missed it, Mick Abel went the first six innings tonight of the first game. He struck out eight. He walked three. He hit one. He got out of trouble in the fourth and fifth inning with key strikeouts, and he pitched, as we said, shutout ball over those six innings, and Armenta gave up the two-run home run to Jason Dominguez in the seventh to account for the final score of 8-2. The first game was an offensive barrage for Jersey Shore, paced by Marcus Lee Sang's four hits, a single, a double, and two home runs for the newcomer just this week to Lakewood, up from to Jersey Shore here in Lakewood, up from Clearwater. And he had his first two Jersey Shore home runs, solo shot in the second, and he later a two-run shot in the fifth. And Luis Garcia also chipped in with his first Jersey Shore home run of the year, a two-run shot in the fourth, as Jersey Shore banged out 13 hits en route to the 8-2 victory. Again, the first six innings behind Mick Abel. Second game, as you just heard Greg describe, 11 strikeouts, just the one walk for 19-year-old Andrew Painter as he pitches a complete seven-inning shutout. In this one, he allowed a base hit with two outs in the third. That was a single by ninth place hitter Eduardo Torreal, but he gave up a one-out single to T.J. Rumfield in the fourth, an inning in which he struck out the side and then allowed just one base runner, actually two reached. The only crisis, if you can call it that, was in the fifth. He issued a one-out walk after the second out was registered by a Polanski strikeout. Edward Charlie Elba reached on an error, but then on the first pitch, Trey Sweeney flew out to Ethan Wilson in right, and that was the last threat that Hudson Valley had in this ball game. Casey Martin drove in both runs for Jersey Shore. In game two, they got their first run, a one-out single by Wilson, hit by pitch, put runners at first and second. They eventually reached second and third, and Casey Martin, RBI single, drove in a run, and the Blue Claws had the lead. They got one more in the sixth. Wilson with his second hit of the game, a leadoff single. He eventually reached third, and with runners at second and third, scored, well, actually first and third, scored on infield out by Martin. And that gave Painter just a little bit of insurance, not that he needed it. And he finished them off in the seventh. 1-2-3, strikeout, ground out, and a ground out by Narvaez to end it. So the Blue Claws sweep tonight by a score of 8-2 game one and 2-0 in game two. Let's take a look at the Phillies tonight. They are in the bottom of the sixth. They lead Washington 11-4. They got six runs in the first inning of the game, three more in the second. Today, 1-0 on a Jamari Baylor home run in the top of the ninth inning. They lead this one 4-3 now, with Tampa batting in the bottom of the ninth. Lehigh Valley is trailing Syracuse, the Mets affiliate, 4-3 in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Lehigh Valley with a run on the bottom of the seventh, its third run of the game. It trails 4-3. Syracuse coming to bat now in the top of the eighth. And Reading held off Hartford, the Yard Goats, the affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Syracuse, by the way, the Mets affiliate. Hartford got two in the ninth, but Reading hung on to win 5-4. In that ball game, Jaylene Ortiz, a couple of stints here in Lakewood, including last year, as hit his 14th home run. Yoan Rojas, who was here earlier this year with Jersey Shore, 2-for-4, and he's batting 260. And Ethan Lindau, another former Blue Claw, and he evened his record at 3-3, did Ethan Lindau. Blue Claw's next game will be tomorrow, as they finally tonight halted that 15-game home field losing streak behind the two big right arms of Mick Abel and Andrew Painter. And they'll try to make it now three in a row after the doubleheader sweep tonight. Behind Dominic Pipkin, he brings a 1-6 record, 6.23 ERA to the mound, against right-hander Blaine Abeta, 4-7, a 4.58 ERA. A 105 first pitch on Sunday afternoon, and Greg will have it for you beginning at 12:55 tomorrow. Tonight's game produced by Ryan Caldwell. Social media from Laura Elizabeth. And for Greg, I'm Tony Graham. Again, the final score is here tonight. Game 1, Jersey Shore 8, Hudson Valley 2. Game 2, Jersey Shore 2, Hudson Valley nothing. How sweet it was. Have a clawsome rest of your weekend, everybody.